It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, now that is 60 seconds of pure joy. That, I left that on for the whole time for Charlie, because Charlie hates that song. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and we're on Swap Shop right now. And yes, we will take your phone number and take your tchotchke, and we'll try to sell it for you. Now, I'm not doing a whole lot of them just because of the coronavirus, and nobody really is thrilled about going to somebody else's house and, you know, selling them something. But we'll gladly take your tchotchke if you have something that you want to sell today. If you do, the phone number is 740-383-9944. Or if you want to call in and complain about the last 2 hours' shows with Scott and myself, you can call 740-383-9944. Hey, by the way, I've got the answer that we didn't get. And that, well, I'll tell you after this phone call. All right, here we go. You're on the air. How can I help you?
How you doing, Glenn?
I'm good.
Hey, sir, what I'm doing is I'm offering a service to the Marion area.
All right.
All right, Ben's our bike shop is closed up.
Okay.
And if you got issues with your bike, limited issues, you can call me up, and most times I'll fix it for free. There's no charge.
Okay.
Because I like to do that. I like to tinker around with bikes.
Oh, you're the bike repair guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. And that. And like I said, I'm offering this to service because I know there's a lot of people out there who ain't got, you know, no money, and their only transportation is their bicycle.
Yeah, and bicycles are a good form of transportation now. You can get out, get some fresh air, and not get close to people.
Sure, that's exactly.
Yeah.
If I got the part, I won't charge them a thing for doing
cool.
it.
Cool, cool.
But if I got to buy the part... Now,
of course
you
have to,
yeah.
You have to get them to pay for it, yeah.
And hope like heck I can get the part.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing.
You know, I've been looking on Craigslist for a tandem bicycle, and I found one for $175. Does that sound like a good price?
It does.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's an older one.
What's the condition on it?
Well, it looks like it's in pretty good condition, but, you know, you never know until you get on it.
Yeah, condition... You know, it means a lot. I mean, they make reproduction tandem bikes now. They're becoming popular again. I've never had to work on one, but I love them. I mean,
yeah, me too.
I love anything that has vintage to it.
Do you watch American Pickers?
I do. Yeah.
They love bicycles.
Oh, they do. They come up with some good ones.
Yeah, I can't imagine what they, how they can pay, you know, $700 for a bicycle I threw away 20 years ago. But they do.
Oh, well, that's the thing. That's, you know, in some areas, the demand is so high.
Yeah.
For a while there, they were buying them all up and sending them down south into Mexico.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah, I mean...
Have you ever worked on one of those high wheelers, those big wheelers?
Oh, no. You know, I've had the opportunity to see a couple and look at them.
Yeah.
I was often fascinated. with them, you know.
I guess you don't want to get on one if you're not real competent. You can fall and break your neck.
You know, that'd be equivalent to getting on a unicycle.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, you know.
Higher.
Yeah, the thing is, you got to have extremely good balance to ride them.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, neither do I. Like I said, you know, I'm fascinated to work on them. Uh-huh. And, you know.
Well, give us a phone number where somebody can call. I assume that you wouldn't mind a $5 tip if you or anything like that.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
740-382-8655. And you will repair for free, or if somebody wants to give you a tip, you'll accept it. Any bicycle, just to get them moving again, right?
Sure. And they got to keep America moving.
Got to.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to tell you when we get, because I know you were calling earlier, I'm going to tell you, as well as everybody else listening right now, what that answer was that nobody came up with. You ready?
Yep.
Tacos.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? Tacos. I've never had a taco at a theater.
No, neither have I. I guess that must be a newest trend.
It must be, because it wasn't one that I ever saw.
Okay.
Right. Well, we'll remind people a couple times while we're on the air here with the show. And thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, sure, appreciate it.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Great idea. And what a nice thing to do for him, to actually repair your bicycle for nothing. My wife and I are trying to figure out what we should have when we go camping so that we can, you know, go from the campground over to the beach or go to, but we have another problem. We have a dog. And so we got to find a bicycle that we can put like a dog carrier on it or something, or two bicycles, one with a dog carrier. Now, I did find a little kid carrier that I could buy for $15 on Craigslist. It didn't have the attachment to that goes to your bike, but that's pretty cheap from what they say. It's tough getting older with doggies. You got to figure out how you're going to carry them around. We looked for like a backpack for a little doggie. Our doggie is about 12 or 13 pounds, and you can get those too. So we'll get it done. All right, well, let me remind you of that gentleman. It will repair your bicycle. He just likes doing it. I'm sure he would take a $10 bill if you gave it to him after the fact, or a $5 bill, or a $1 bill for that matter. But he'll do it for nothing. For bicycle repair, call 740-382-8655. Let me give you that number again. For bicycle repair, free. Call 740-382-8655. You know, that might be something to get done. And I'm sure that he can arrange, if you call him, he could arrange to, you could drop the bicycle off at his place, not have to get close to him, and then pick it up at a later date when he calls you back. And, you know, maybe leave a little envelope in his mailbox with a fiver in there or something. All right. Thanks for calling, by the way, and helping our listeners out. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and you listened all morning to Scott and myself. And Scott was going through some changes of life, I think. He had lots of gripes. And, well, he wasn't griping. He had lots of interesting problems that he was solving. How's that? All right. And Scott's a hard worker right here at the radio station. Matter of fact, he does just about everything at the station, and we truly appreciate it. He makes about the same amount of money I make. So, anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. And we're going to go over some interesting gardening fun facts today. How's that? It's time to get them doing. My little tomatoes in my basement are probably, 8 inches tall already, and I think I'm doing them right this time. And I did go out to the grocery yesterday. I go about once a week, and I try to go during the old people's time so that I don't have to run into anybody. But I snuck over to the garden section and got some fertilizer, you know, some of the non-lethal fertilizer. What do they call it? The ecological good fertilizer. I got some of that so that I can grow these tomato plants a little taller this year. My tomato plants do not give me a whole lot of fruit, so I'm guessing that I need a little bit more. What is it, phosphorus that I need? I guess I need a little bit more. And, you know, I found out I was doing something wrong. I was taking I thought ash from my charcoal burner would be good to put on plants. Well, they really don't like the charcoal ash. They like wood ash. And so apparently I was doing something wrong there. Anyway, it's 12:27. You're listening to Glenn Coble. We're on Swap Shop, and you're more than welcome to call here and swap something, or just call here and tell me about your ideas about gardening. I love to garden. But you can get your bicycle repaired at 740-382-8655 for nothing. How's that sound? All right, here's the first question. Did you know that a sunflower is not just one lousy flower? It's a whole lot more than one flower. I didn't know this. We have a lady about three blocks from my house that raises all sorts of beautiful, very tall sunflowers in her back garden. She has lots of very pretty flowers, but for a while it's mainly sunflowers. And she grows them in, I'd guess it was probably a 50 by 50 foot area. And you know what loves sunflowers? Goldfinches. And they attack those sunflowers. And when I walk by there every day, I kind of disturb the goldfinches. And they let me know that they're not thrilled that I'm walking by them. But they don't attack me or anything. But she has lots of sunflowers. But anyway, both the fuzzy brown center and the classic yellow petals are actually 1,000 to 2,000 individual flowers held together by a single stalk. All that stuff is just a bunch of little flowers. I had no idea. But the goldfinches certainly love them. All right. We're going to be talking about gardening, so if you want to call in and talk about gardening, you're welcome to, or you can just listen to me. I'll try not to bore you. I'll give you things that that were on my phone that telling me how I should be a better gardener. I've got about four apps on my phone that tell me how to be a better gardener, and they haven't seemed to help. Hey, let's go to this caller. Hello, you're on the air. How can I help you?
I had a lot of luck with tomatoes the past 3 or 4 years. My secret is, when I put the tomatoes in the ground, I put a cap full of Miracle-Gro plant food. And then each week, I'll sprinkle some on the ground and let the rain and the watering carry it down into the roots.
So you
and
keep,
I get,
keep
oh,
fertilizing.
I get hundreds of tomatoes.
Yeah. We try to do I think Miracle-Gro is a chemical. And we try to do non-chemical type fertilizer, but I just got some that was ecologically friendly. And so you think you need to? It sounds to me like I fertilize it at the beginning and then let them go. So I bet I should fertilize them a little more often, huh?
This is called tomato food.
Uh huh. Okay. All right.
But it's supposed to be safe and
okay
and what have you.
I'll look that up.
I get great tomatoes.
Fantastic. I'm going to go look that up on the internet when I get home. Called tomato food, huh?
Yeah,
and it's from Miracle-Gro.
Miracle-Gro, yeah.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot. Nothing worse than having a bunch of bushy plants with no tomatoes on them.
Right.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That's good hint. Good hint. I'm glad to know that. I figured it was that I wasn't fertilizing. My wife doesn't like us to fertilize in our backyard because we have a little puppy dog. And I don't fertilize. I don't do anything to my grass either. I know I have a nasty looking backyard, but we're trying to keep our dog safe, and we're trying to keep ourselves safe. So we do not use chemicals in our yard or our garden. And but that's a good idea. If that's a what's the word I'm looking for that's non-chemical? Well, you know what I mean. If that's safe, I will use something like that. And the stuff that I did get said it was ecologically friendly. So we're going to try that. But I bet that my problem is I get a little lazy. I'm real fired up in April, and I'm fired up in, actually, I was fired up in February this year. Started growing some of my things down in the basement because I found out that there are lots of plants. Well, my garlic has been growing since the last fall, but there are other plants like, lettuce and leeks and bok chow, or bok choy, however you pronounce it. Those things kind of like cold weather. So, and spinach. So I've been growing those outside. As a matter of fact, I have it growing right now in my garden. I did cover it up, though, for the next 3 days here. It's supposed to be pretty cold at night, so I covered it up with a little cover. But hopefully I'm getting smarter. By the time I'm 118, which is 1 year younger than the oldest American who just passed away back in December, he lived to be 119. When I'm 118, I'll know what I'm doing. All right? All right. Thanks very much. And if you need to have your bicycle repaired, call 740-382-8655, and that gentleman will do it for nothing, or a tip, or he just likes repairing bicycles. So give him a shot and tell us, call back and tell us how much you love it. All right. There are more microorganisms in 1 teaspoon of soil. 1 teaspoon, that's not very much. There are more microorganisms in 1 teaspoon of soil than there are people on this earth. Holy cow! That's a lot. I just found out how to do micro greens. You know what they are is lettuce and rocket and spinach and things like that, and you let them grow until the second leaf, the real leaves start to appear. Then you chop them off with your scissors, and you can put those in your salad, and they taste pretty good. You don't get a whole lot unless you plant a whole lot, and you really don't notice the flavor of them so much, but they're so pretty and they're green and real green. We've done it on a couple of salads recently, and it's pretty good. I like it. And then I had a few sprigs of bok choy that you gotta weed them out. I mean, you gotta thin them out a little bit while you're growing them in the basement. I had about 20 of them coming up in one little pot, and so I took about 5 of them out so that I give more space for the other ones, and we used those on the top of our salads, and those I could taste, and they were very good. Really enjoyed doing that. And the nice thing about it is you can chop your lettuce or whatever you're growing, you can cut it off, especially in lettuce, I'm sure. You can cut it down, and it'll start to leaf again, so you get more out of it. It just keeps coming. It won't go away. It's alive. Oh my goodness. All right. Do plants really respond to sound? In my yard, we have every sound you can imagine, from a puppy dog barking to a woodpecker tapping on a tree to my wife screaming at me, occasionally a little violin when I get fired up, or a little guitar when I get my new guitar out and try to play it. Lots of things, lots of sounds. But it says talking to plants to help them grow is a well-known old gardener's tale. But studies have shown vibration like music, or even the sweet sound of your voice, and they obviously don't know my voice, but that can affect a plant's growth. That's understandable. You know, the vibrations, you can understand that that might affect the growth. Let's see, a not-so-scientific study. They compared silent greenhouse to one where piped-in voice soundtrack was used and found that plants in the latter grew more. So I guess they've got a not-so-scientific study that says plants like listening to you. What is that movie where the plants come alive? it's an old musical. I can't remember. That'll give me nightmares. All right. Butterflies might be more attracted to your weeds than your flowers. I'll tell you what's attracted to my weeds. I am. I let them grow. I'm a big weed proponent. I'm not good at cutting. Now, I've found out that if you mulch up your leaves, your fall leaves, mulch them up, and use that as a cover around your plants that are good, they will hold back some of your weeds. So we're going to give that a try this year. The mulch seems to, well, it won't let the sunlight get to the weeds, and so they don't grow. But you don't put them on the, you know, on your plants. You let your plants see the daylight, all right? Butterflies might be more attracted to your weeds, but because colorful blooms aren't the chief reason why these insects love your garden, they're more attracted to the fragrance. You come to think of it, I don't see a whole lot of them visiting all the dandelions I have out in the backyard because we don't kill them with chemicals. I do occasionally spray to kill the dandelions in the front yard. I don't want my neighbors to be think I'm a slob. but I don't do that every year. I do it occasionally. It holds them down. I do have a perennial garden in my front yard, which I actually put out there for a couple reasons. First one is I wanted my neighbors to think I was cool. And also, there was this big round spot in my front yard. My wife and I both guessed that there was a tree there at one time, and they poisoned the tree to get rid of the trunk. And so nothing grew there. So we kind of removed the topsoil and put in new soil and some sort of fabric under it so that something wouldn't grow up through it, and then covered it with more soil and put in some perennials. And our perennials are doing pretty well. I have no idea what they are. I forgot, threw the little sign away after the first year. So I do have an app that I can, supposedly this spring, when they all start to grow up, I'll be able to take a picture of them, and my app will show me what they are. Now, I've bought, or not bought, but I've gotten several of those free apps that do that. They're pretty useless. They will tell you a dandelion is a zinnia. So you got to be a little bit careful. If you pay for one, you probably get a better deal. Kind of cheap. Okay. But the butterflies are attracted to the fragrance, not so much the color. Now, I'm told that it's not good if you want hummingbirds. They are attracted to the taste, I guess, and the smell of that, that hummingbird solution that you put in those red jugs. Be careful with that stuff, because that stuff can go bad and your hummingbird can get pulled over for a DUI. All right. Number five, and you can make that. It's just a sugar water. But again, it can get a little bit rancid and turn into alcohol. And you don't want a hummingbird to hit you in the head. They have pretty sharp little noses, beaks. Some of your favorite fruits are actually in the rose family. Now, I'm not a big fan of roses, but apples, peaches, and pears are in the family with roses, and cherries and raspberries and strawberries. They're in the family with roses. Now, they probably call each other bad names. You know, I'm surprised that a rose would be in a family with, let's say, a cherry. Okay, but they are. And well, let me see. What does it say here? The right orchid combination can smell like your favorite dessert. All right. Have you ever tried to grow an orchid? You know, you go to one of your big box stores and buy one of those orchids. They're beautiful for the first 2 weeks. The flower dies and you think, oh, well, it'll come back. They never come back, or at least not for me. I have no green thumb. Once the orchid's gone, it's gone for me. I'm not a good raiser of orchids. Hey, by the way, if you need to have your bicycle repaired, we got a free number to call, 740-382-8655. All right? Oh, and the answer, by the way, to the question, there were like five things that people liked the best at when they went to the theater. Popcorn was number one. Nachos, I think, was number two. I don't remember the other ones, but the one that nobody could get was tacos. And the reason why nobody could get it is who gets tacos at a theater? Maybe out west or something. I've never seen a taco at a theater. All right. Anyway, you're listening to Glenn Coble, and we're on, what are we on? A swap shop. We do have that bicycle repairman that'll do your repairs for free at 740-382-8655. If you have something, a service or something that you want to sell, you're welcome to call me. I'm not so certain people are going out and about during this virus epidemic. But if you do want to call me here at Swap Shop, 740-383-9944, or you can call me about your interesting garden questions or answers. All right, you can put the right orchid combination together, and they'll smell like your favorite dessert. Okay, let me see how that works. Vanilla bean comes from an orchid varietal. I didn't know that. Excuse me. Had to get rid of that cough. I didn't know vanilla bean came from an orchid. It's not the only sweet-smelling kind, though. There's an Onycetum hybrid called Sherry Baby, and it smells like chocolate. Sherry Baby. Okay. interesting. I'm not going to do any of that, though. I'm just a orchid killer. I love to look at orchids. Matter of fact, I was often... When I used to work at the athletic department at DePaul in Chicago, there was a flower shop right where I got off the L to go to my office. And about once or twice a month, I would go in and pick up flowers. I got so that I knew the flower shop lady pretty well, and she'd give them to me at a really good price. She'd give me the ones that are maybe a day away from having to get rid of, you know, and I'd take them in, trim them down, and they'd live a couple weeks. And I used to get the worst grief from my basketball players. Mr. Coble, what do you got flowers for? You know, and they'd make fun of me. But I absolutely love flowers, and I still do. Always will. I guess I love color. Matter of fact, I've gotten, I have a face mask that I'm using, you know, for the COVID virus. That's a Cubs face mask. And my wife wanted me to have two so that I can wash the one I have on now and then change it tomorrow. So I never have a day where I don't have a clean face mask. Well, she found a solid blue, and that just was boring to me. I'm attracted to colors. So she said, well, I found one that's very colorful. But it looks more feminine. So I looked at it. I said, get me that one. It looks like, you know, those little round candies, spearmint candies and peppermint candies that are round and they have little stripes out from them. That's what it looks like. And that's what I'm going to be wearing as my off day mask. And when I'm not wearing my Cubs mask, I'll be wearing that. So if you see a guy wearing a face mask that looks a little feminine, it's probably me. Okay, wishbone flower is real. Okay, Taurina is a shade loving annual, and it's called the wishbone flower. You can look for a little tiny wishbone shape in the stamens inside the purple, blue, or burgundy petals. So look inside and you'll see a little wishbone. My grandkids love it when I carve the turkey at Thanksgiving. They get to rip apart the wishbone. But this is a flower, and it just has a little shape inside the petal that looks like a wishbone. All right? All right, the world's tallest growing tree is the Coast Redwood Sequoia. I think a lot of us knew that. I thought maybe it would give me how tall the world's tallest tree is, but it does not say. It's not the oldest tree, though. That award goes to the Bristol Cone Pine, which lives hundreds of years, the sequoias live hundreds of years, but not as long as a Bristol cone pine. And I would read the Latin name for that for you, but I'm not good even at English, let alone Latin. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. Had a great day today so far. And Scott and I talked about just about everything under the sun. And we did get the final question was what are the five things that are most likely looked for when you go to a theater? The young people like to eat at the theater. Of course, popcorn was number one. But the one we couldn't come up with was number five, and it's tacos. Have you ever had a taco at a theater? I haven't. I've never seen one at a theater. All right. Well, anyway, I'm Glenn Coble. You're on Swap Shop. We do have one swap thing, and it's a swap for some free labor. A bike repair, 740-382-8655. I'm going to take him up on that as soon as I get my first bike. My wife and I have been looking, for transportation when we go camping in the summer. We don't have any way to get from the campground to the beach or from the campground to the playground. So we might take him up on that. Go buy a cheap bicycle and take it to him and ask him if he can fix it. All right? All right. What is the fastest growing woody plant in the world? Now, I knew this, but it's amazing. The answer to this is bamboo. It can grow. How many inches a day do you think it can grow? 1, 2? 35. 35 inches. Some bamboo grows 35 inches in a day. Can you imagine putting your bedroll down on the ground and having a bamboo plant be under you and waking up in the next morning and there it is pushing you up through the sky? 35 inches in a single day. Well, I doubt that little baby bamboo plants grow that fast, but some of them grow 35 inches in a single day. Okay, this is a question that my son should answer. My son is a vintner out in California. That means he makes wine. And you ought to, if you go to, why can't I think of my son's vineyard's name? Majestic, there, Majestic Oak Vineyard in California. If you go to their website, you know, just type in on Instagram, I think it is. Go to Instagram and type in Majestic Oak Vineyard on Wednesday night at 8:30. And you have any questions, I mean any questions about wine, they do a live show and they answer all the questions. We were on it last night and got lots of questions answered. You can too. They make a very good wine. I'm not a big wine lover. My wife is even less of a wine lover. But we found one that she likes, and we found a few that I like. Now, anything that has alcohol is not all bad, all right? Well, anyway, where did winemaking originate? Archaeologists have uncovered evidence that grapes were grown to make wine about 8,000 years ago. I'm going to bring that up on my son's show next Wednesday night. It's only a 15-minute long show, but it's really good. I'm going to bring that up. So if you go to Majestic Oak Vineyard next Wednesday night on Instagram at 8:30, you will see somebody from Marion, Ohio, mentioning that wine was grown about 8,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, which is now Iraq. Although the ancient Egyptians were first to record the process of making the wine, they found out that there were grapes that were grown to make wine 8,000 years ago, but they didn't mark down how they did it. 5,000 years ago, the Egyptians actually put it into print how you make wine, okay? Probably a question that none of us have to answer. We do have a vineyard in the south east side of Marion County. Make some nice wines. I've had, what is the red one called? I forgot. It's named after, I'm sure, the Buckeyes. And that's what it's called, Buckeye Red, I believe. I find that very flavorful. We should all support our local vineyards. There are lots of vineyards in the state of Ohio. Lots. Especially if you go down southeast, down around Athens, there have to be a half dozen of them. Anyway, all right. What flower was once more valuable than gold? All right. This one you might be able to guess. Pretty well-known fact that in Holland, the tulip bulbs were worth more than gold. The craze was called tulip mania, and tulip mania originated in Holland around the 1600s, and those bulbs were worth more than gold. I wouldn't give you 25 cents for a tulip bulb. I'm not a big tulip fan. You get one lousy flower. It pops up in the spring and falls apart fairly soon. You got to put a whole bunch of... Now, if you get a bunch of tulips, they're very pretty together. But I never have the amount of money I need to put a bunch of tulips in my yard. All right. You're listening to Glenn Coble. We're on Swap Shop. It's 12:54, and we'll be here for another 5 minutes. And we do have one person that's called in with the free bike repair. You call 740-382-8655. Talk with him about how you can get your bike to him. He'll repair it. I'm sure you can arrange to have him call you when to come pick it up. You might do him a favor and leave him a fiver in an envelope where you pick up the bike, or a tenner, or a 20. What the heck? Depends on the type of work that needs to be done. Now, he will not repair pieces for the bicycle that need to be. I mean, he won't pay for a new part for your bike. You'll have to pay for the part. Okay? What do vanilla and corn have in common? All right, you ready for this one? Vanilla flavoring comes from the pod of an orchid, Vanilla plantfolia. Though the pods are called vanilla beans, they are more closely related to corn than green beans. Have you ever seen a vanilla bean? To get the taste out of it, you open one up and you scrape the little seeds, I guess they are, out of it. And that's where the flavor of vanilla comes from. Vanilla used to be a very, very expensive additive. I don't know if it is anymore. I think they can even make it artificially. I don't know. Anyway, all right. What fruit is from the bromelain family? I don't even know what bromelain is. All right. The fruit is pineapple. Comes from European explorers who, through the fruit, combined the look of a pine cone with fresh like that of an apple, and pineapples are the only edible member of the bromelain family. That was confusing. I'm sorry, I'm not the greatest reader in the world. A little dyslexic causes me to see things a little unusual. Anyway, now you know it. Pineapples are the only edible member of the bromelain family. Don't eat a pine cone, all right? I think that's the moral of the story there. Did you know, from a botanical standpoint, avocados and pumpkins are fruit, not vegetables, because they bear plant seeds. Rhubarb, on the other hand, is a vegetable. It's not a fruit. Now, a lot of people confuse tomatoes as well and think that they're a vegetable, but they contain seeds. Anything that contains seeds like that is considered a fruit. I do love my avocados, and I really love taking the seed out and getting it to grow. But you know what? That can be really frustrating. I've been growing an avocado tree. It's at least 8 feet. No, it's got to be 10 feet tall because it's bent all over in my back room. No avocados have ever grown on it. And I guess there's a secret to how to get it done. And I guess avocados only bear fruit every few years, you know, like every 6 or 7 years. But mine hasn't even looked like it wanted. And we've had it in there for 10 years at least and got no response. It's a sleeping avocado. All right. 12:58. We'll be out of here in about a minute and a half. Did you know from the... Oh, I already read that one. Where did poinsettias originate from? Well, they were natives of Mexico. So every Christmas time when you have those poinsettias, or however you want to pronounce it, poinsettias, they are natives of Mexico, and they were brought to the United States about 1825 by a minister from Mexico. So that's where we got those from. Well, that's about 15 garden answers that you didn't know you were going to have when you woke up this morning. We're going to get out of here. So I appreciate you tuning in to Swap Shop here on WWGH. And don't forget that bike repair free of charge, 740-382-8655. And thanks for hanging with me today, and we hope you will listen next Wednesday when I have a progressive life on, and I will have Greg Seitz, who's one of the Democratic candidates for Congress. We have three of them, and one of them will run against Jim Jordan, who is our current congressman. All right, well, we will be talking to you not too much later. What, 5 days from now? And make sure to tune in. Apparently, we're going to have a guest tonight that will surprise you.
Night, night. Bye bye. KOLP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie